They're 0-0 written all over it. Both teams' defences worked extremely hard. Both teams' midfields worked extremely hard. There wasn't any really clear-cut chances. There was a few half chances, but again, defenders. I don't think either goalkeeper really had to make a telling save. And it was similar to the game last year, but Dunfermline won it with deflection, and it looked like something like that was going to have to do it. We did start to push on again. I thought our fitness was good, and we started to threaten a wee bit, but I didn't really see where the breakthrough was coming from. Obviously, it's a penalty. Welshie's kept his cool, stuck it away. So, and that's what we're saying to the players there. This was a game last year. We actually didn't pick up anything, but we had 14 draws like that. And part of our plan this season to be more competitive is to turn the draws into wins. And that's the classic example there, where no team deserved more than a point, but we've managed somehow to just, snatch the victory.
Important for Sean to kind of come on and make that kind of impact.
He's been knocking on the door for a while now, Welshie, and say, but what we've got to be careful with is, when he's come back from his metatarsal and his fitness has to get right and be right, because Sean's not one of these lads that you can put back in the team, give him a couple of games and take him out again. So when he goes in the team, he stays in the team. That's the kind of player he is, and that's how he... So it's important that he gets more game time. He had his first 90 against Morton last week. He got a good sort of 35 today. And he's now pushing to play. But to be fair to Carson and Vincent, they've done very, very well. And that's what I'm saying, is it'd be easy to throw Sean Welsh in a game now, and then his fitness might see him come out again. So we'll say we want him 100% match fit, so that when he's in the team, he's going to take some shifting. And that's what we've said to all our players. Again, we've lost James Keaton for a few weeks with a torn ankle ligaments in training yesterday, which is a blow. But it allows other players to do the stuff. Miles Storey got a start today. Todorov continues to come on and be a nuisance. You've got young Roddy McGregor, who's got real talent, is there as well. So we've got a very, very strong bench. I mean, you look at the three that didn't go on today, Harper, McHattie and Trafford, they can all come on and play. We've still got Mitch Curry to return hopefully next week. We've got Brad McKay on the way back. So we've got decent strength and depth. And but as I say, it's a massive 3 points for us, and I can only congratulate the boys up, because, as I said, I don't think we deserved any more. Both sides deserved any more than a point out of that fixture.
It's a shame for James, kind of
getting
safe and playing.
It was accidental. He turned and Charlie Trafford just caught him. They both sort of went the same way. James flicked the ball one way. They both went and he just kind of stood in his ankle, and he twisted underneath him. So. It is a massive blow, because he's been a big, big blow for us so far this season. But as we've said, we can replace him. I mean, you're replacing him with a guy like Miles Storey, who's got serious pace, and in this league it helps. And he can play wide and through the middle. And as I say, we can mix up our front four. And that's what we did today. So, we've lost Sean Welsh, but James Vincent and David Carson have stepped up to the plate. We've lost Brad McKay, but Sean Rooney and Cole Donaldson have stepped up to the plate. We've now lost James, so it's up to Jordan, Nikolai, Roddy, Aaron, Welshie and Miles to do the business for them there.
Brilliant. Thank you, Jordan.